On Capitol Report, Blaze Gainey joins us. You have been following the medical marijuana issue since the very beginning, Blaze. I understand there was a breakthrough at the Capitol today on that score.
Yes, there was. The Senate and House have reached a consensus. Governor Ron DeSantis gave them until March 15th. Today's the 13th, and they went ahead and sent over a bill to him today that addresses research and the ability to smoke medical marijuana.
Now, there were a lot of restrictions on this as far as just about everybody except for two specific, I think, research institutions, including Florida A&M University, that could do that research. So that doesn't change?
That actually changes just a tad bit. Now it opens it up to every university. You have to apply to the Board of Governors and able to do research. This will allow, you know, smaller universities that may have felt as if UF and FAMU had been handpicked. Now they will get a chance to also do research.
Also, a lot of debate and controversy over smokable versus non-smokable weed. Where do we stand there?
You will be able to smoke the medical marijuana, and also you will be able to buy the whole flower. That was a lot of debate between the House, whether they would have pre-rolled cigarettes or not. They will have access to the whole flower, but it will have to be in specific labeling so that when if a police pulls you over, they'll be quickly able to identify that you are a patient.
Okay, and that also probably would preclude my being able to go into the backyard garden where I have my tomatoes and kind of growing my own then, right?
Exactly. You cannot sell seeds. You cannot purchase seeds from MMTCs. So this has nothing to do with anybody growing medical marijuana on their premises.
So 2 days ahead of the deadline imposed by Governor Ron DeSantis, we have a House and Senate concurrent version of a medical marijuana bill. It is off to the governor. How do you think that's going to play?
I think he's going to pass it. I mean, he said he wanted to get something by March 15th. He has it. He will most likely pass it. And the next thing they're going to be focused on is a vertical integration, which he called the current system a cartel.
Oh, that will be fun to watch, too. And I'm sure you'll be on top of that issue, too. Blaze Gainey here with us on Capitol Report for the medical marijuana issue and a breakthrough at the Capitol today. Thanks, Blaze.
Thank you.